Test 70, Section 4, Question 7. This is a resolve. It's saying, if grain prices double, average price of a loaf of bread will rise between 10 and 15%, whereas the price of grain-fed beef will come close to doubling. Okay, so the weird thing is, if grain prices double, there's two different things. Bread only goes up a little bit, but grain-fed beef goes up a lot. So we want to know, why doesn't bread go up as much as grain-fed beef? Farmers engaged in very large-scale cattle production generally try to reduce the labor costs involved in the production and sale of beef. I kind of went, I don't know, maybe. That would suggest on some level that their prices are going to be more tied to raw materials, so to speak. If everything else is horrible, maybe. The wholesale price per pound of beef is approximately 10 times the wholesale price per pound of bread. That makes it even weirder that it doubles. The labor and marketing costs in producing and selling bread represent most of its cost, but the cost of feeding cattle represents most of the cost. That's the same idea as A, but lots, lots better. So I like C a lot better. It says, look, labor and advertising are the big thing with bread, so doubling your raw materials isn't necessarily going to double your cost, whereas with beef, the feeding is the big cost. So then D, only an insignificant small proportion of beef sold in retail is produced from cattle fed on grass rather than grain. That's not really going to do anything. And the vast majority of retail grocery outlets purchase the bread they sell from small independent bakeries, but purchase the meat from large wholesale. Doesn't really matter. D is the one that might trip people up, but even if only a small proportion of the beef comes from that, we don't care because we're really only concerned about grain fed. So, therefore, answer choice C is definitely our best.